culinary tours. Who doesn't want to eat good food? And those who love to eat good food, some of them also want to know, how do you make these dishes? So there are culinary tours where you are taken to learn specific cooking classes. For example, I was talking about the business traveler. Lot of spouses have joined their husband. Women have gone with their hubbies. When the husband has gone for a business trip, what the lady does, she goes to a culinary class where she learns Thai cooking, 2 days, 3 days, in the same hotel for that matter. Say, for example, Dusit Thani, which is a brand of Thailand, offers this type of tours. So the husband is busy in a business meeting, and the wife, for the daytime, when husband is busy in a business meeting, instead of she sitting and watching television, she goes and learns Thai cooking. So it's an interesting to note that many people have an interest in food or cuisine, and main reason for them to travel. Now, other than that, which I just said about combination of husband and wife, there are many people who go and learn cooking. They travel purely for that. Maybe not so much in our country, but definitely in other countries, people do travel. I know some of the people who have flown and come to India to learn about different cooking styles, like tandoor cooking, chapati, paratha making in tandoor, the kebabs which are done at tandoor. And in turn, they have come and learned here, and now they are happily working as chefs. I'm not talking about the professional chefs, people who have come with their own interest in learning in cooking, what is the cooking. So that's the culinary tours, exploring culinary traditions, experiencing the preparation of various type of food, traditional or modern, is a strong motivation for taking tourism related activities. User specific tours. In this context, it is observed that several tour operators are offering their tourism products only for women. Now, this number is increasing. There are certain countries who are famous for women alone groups. One of this is Israel, where their own men are always to be present for military duties related to the state. So many a time, their men folks don't get holiday at the same time. And women, especially women living alone, unmarried women, they would like to go in a separate group. This has picked up a momentum in major cities as well, because their husband, their sons don't get holiday when they are on a holiday. So as a school teacher, I gave example of that. She gets holiday in a certain month, whereas the husband or the son or the brother, they don't have a holiday. So certain women form a group and travel together. So women group are really picking up. This include even young girls, college and school going girls. Japanese are famous, young college going and school going girls. They go in a group, women group alone. It is all about women owned, women operated, and women only. Singular. So it's women owned, women operated, and women only tourists. It may be noted that many of the working and non-working women are interested in traveling for relaxation. They prefer to opt for a woman owned. Okay, Veena World, I'm giving an example of that. This is, of course, owned by Lynn. She is the main person, but they run such tours. Women owned and group only for women. Because as I said to you, their men folks are not available to travel with them because of their time, busy work schedule and so on. So they are adjusting now. This is happening in Gulf countries also. A lot of women group are formed and they travel as a group. User specific tour, again, woman operated tour operators stay in women owned hotels. This is a modern concept, and in some of the cities, there are exclusive restaurants only for women. This is picking up where they don't find anyone, men disturbing them. They have their own women group where they sit, they eat, they chat, they talk, and they are into their own comfort zone. Another typical segment of international tour, visiting neighboring countries. This is what is the best is in, you can go to your neighboring country. Introduction of low-cost airlines as a result. Say our neighbor, Sri Lanka. Now Sri Lanka is now promoting at no quarantine requirement. Come, if you are vaccinated, you have 2 doses of COVID, you can come, no vaccine. I'm sorry, no quarantine. Just come. Likewise, Maldives. Maldives picked up much before anybody else. Celebrities, you would have seen a lot of pictures put by celebrities because that was only open. Right, they started from June onward. The destination, Maldives, which is our neighbor. Likewise, Nepal. Nepal has always been a famous tourist destination for Indians, especially those who want to go for some shopping, as well as the official casino, the gambling they're in. So those who love to gamble, travel to, to Nepal. So again, this depends on disposable income among youth, two major factors that promote travel to neighboring destination. Dubai, for example, places in Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore have become very popular destination for tourists from India. In fact, Dubai, which is UAE, of course, as a country, and Thailand, these recorded the highest number of tourists going from India in 2019. 1 million tourists traveled to UAE. That includes Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So then you may be knowing that the capital of United Arab Emirates is Abu Dhabi and not Dubai. Dubai is a commercial city. Very much like Mumbai is the commercial hub of India and the capital is Delhi. Likewise, UAE's capital is Abu Dhabi and the city is Dubai. But anybody who travels to Dubai thinks that yes, you have seen UAE, but no, UAE is much bigger. So UAE and Thailand recorded over 1 million tourists each to travel out of India, highest number of travelers. And of course, we do have travelers going to Malaysia and Singapore. They are neighbor in some sense, not exactly neighbor by common boundaries, like we have for Nepal, like we have for Bhutan, like we have for Bangladesh. We have land borders with them. Unlike Sri Lanka, we have sea border. And likewise, Maldives, we have sea borders. So people do travel to this. In the era of COVID, Maldives has shown big number. Dubai only opened up in last 1.5 months, where you would now be hearing that they have started issuing golden visa, valid for 10 years. So those who got golden visa can go X number of time to Dubai without applying visa time and again, and it's a golden visa. So visit isolated places. Now this I was talking about dark tourism. It has come as also known as war tourism. Though it looks awkward, some people are interested to explore isolated buildings, areas, or places associated with mysteries and bad memories. I gave you the example of Jallianwala Bagh, where General Dyer killed hundreds of people. And likewise, war memorial. You have got so many places, like you have in Cambodia, the famous place where the Potpol, he killed almost 2 million people and his regime, 2 million people. So that is a dark tourism. People go there, they hear audio, they see some, go to museums, see some clips related to what exactly happened. And when you listen to those, you have tears in your eyes. How cruelly the people were killed. Helpless people, how they were killed. People do visit to such areas also. May not sound so good for majority of the tourists, but again, it's a trend and it's a segment. There are people who would like to see what exactly happened. We go further, tropical segment. Visit isolated places, dark tourism, due to the fear and natural attraction to uncover the mystery of death human beings always have. Some tourists prefer to visit these destinations such as battlefield, places of attacks, and so on. So whether you go to Vietnam, for example, that was ruled. Vietnam was ruled by foreign power for a number of years, and they have history related to it, including the amount of cruelty, exploitation that was done to local people, how they survived, how they were hiding. You go to Cappadocia in Turkey, you will find how people were hiding in caves to hide themselves from Romans, and so on and so forth. So people go into this path of tourism also, which is a mysterious area for many of us. War memorial grounds are there, say in Philippines, for example. Example of India, of course, I gave you, was going to the place where Jallianwala Bagh happened. And people go to battlefields, places of attack, and so on. This is very popular in foreign countries. One example only I could give you. There could be more, but from India. But foreign, I gave you a lot of example. War memorial in Philippines, in Manila, they have, where they have 50,000 graves of the soldiers who fought in Second World War with America and Japanese. And likewise, war memorials everywhere. People do visit. See, I gave example of Cambodia, and then the example in Vietnam, in South Korea, where it was a war with America, and so on and so forth. Though not much in India, because we believe in India that tourism means getting out of your stress and not seeing such things. But it is a segment, of course. And then tourism is all about experience, whether it is standardized or theme-based. People would like to have experience of things by actually visiting the places, or so getting connected to the location, going where exactly that thing has happened, that we have learned in the first chapter itself. People go and would like to experience by going to the location. Those who can afford, of course. Otherwise, you just see a reel, you picture, you see a video, and that's all that's happy for you. This may be in terms of location, mode of transport, staying, arrangements, getting information about local culture, and increasing the knowledge by reading about food varieties, and so on and so forth. These are all different segments of interest that we have already spoken about. Technology, important thing. That has been shown as a trend that's happening. Mass media communication has resulted into great awareness that has come in. Technology has played a vital role. We do know that with the technology, you can do anything sitting anywhere and learn about it by going through all that. So awareness comes to you, whether you are in your bedroom, on a train, or in your own car, or for that matter, when you reach a destination. Of course, flights, you cannot get connected to the world simply because you are cut off. You are asked to switch off your mobile phone while you are flying. A major influence over demand for travel and tourism is the increased reach of television, more recently the internet. Many people have shifted from television to internet to learn. Even news they see through internet only, with various web portal, various news channel they read. They browse the web. All of us are used to all this. There is nothing new to understand into that. People do get, there are certain tourists, especially those who would like to go for stress-free holiday, would love to get cut off from all this. Unless anything emergency happens, they leave a message, do not call me. And they don't even switch on television, even for entertainment. They just relax. But obviously, with this technology of internet, you can get news the moment, in the fraction of minutes, you would get the news. Any type of a news. Okay, mass media communication, the collective effect of media watching has already become an inspiration for the travel demand. I mentioned about various channels showing you National Geography, CNN have travel sections, BBC, they have a travel section. Our own television have a special program from Indian perspective. You have got different channels that show you something related to tourism. They have special artists who are taken abroad to shoot. I told you various tourism boards invite Indian movies, film industry to shoot in their country and create awareness. How does Switzerland become a household name? Because of Yash Chopra and Shah Rukh Khan. They shot so many movies in Switzerland. They were regarded as brand ambassador for Switzerland. And this happened because of the mass media. So awareness brought in by the mass media. Technology again, information and communication technology, business growth for large corporate to grow and small business to gain access to international market at low cost. What is the cost involvement? Limited. As against, excuse me, as against what you pay for a spot on electronic media, say for example CNN, to get a slot just before the news begin could cost you thousands of dollars. Whereas if you go onto social media, be Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, the cost is very limited. Likewise, going on online virtual platform, the cost is limited. You just need to have a good 4G internet connection and that's all. So virtual business website with the help of information and communication technology for various micro, small and medium enterprise that create networking for them. We are all aware of it. We live it. I would compliment you, the students, the youth. You are more aware of the technology than we, because we have been learning it in course of time. Whereas this information technology for you, it has come to you as your syllabus, as your understanding, as your learning. So you are more aware of this, the usage, how you can do it, how you can avail, how can create an awareness of yourself, be it is on Twitter, Instagram, or you can run your own channel on YouTube. Okay, so both the private sector business and public sector marketing have more opportunities for product. So this is again relationship marketing. So again, relationship with one another, one support to another, joint marketing with the help of electronic and the social media. So what they say in English, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. So credit card companies have joined hand with airline. Airlines have joined hand with car rental company. Hotels have partnership and so on and so forth. This is the outcome of the technology. And technological development such as direct to home supported with digital television with broadband internet access may replace the traditional set-top box of many users. So this has come already. We have been using it. Now nobody watches those soap operas which was running. Now you watch the web series. Most good actors have started acting in web series, which are getting very popular from the entertainment part, I'm saying. Likewise, the ads that keep coming on social media, that is really supported this thanks to internet access. Direct marketing through online portals may reduce the role of traditional travel intermediaries, such as travel agent. I've yesterday said, in our earlier lecture, I've said that travel agents would not go away. The dependence would go down, but existence of travel agency would remain, especially for generic, you may not need it, but complicated itineraries, two nights, then you are going to a hill station, from there you are taking a bus, then taking a cable car, coming to the ground, taking a dhow cruise, coming back to other destination. So there, all these detailed, specialized type of arrangement, you would need a travel agent. More important thing, as I highlighted in one of the lectures, is the dependency to refer to someone as a human being, because all internet related thing, you don't know, you are just communicating, and of course with the authenticity and your previous customer relationship management, you trust. But when it comes, we do like to talk to someone who can answer. So travel agents would always be there. And increase penetration of internet, mobile, you said, we know exactly what does that mean. Easy availability of smartphone. Now you can buy a smartphone anywhere and with a reasonable pricing. Not like thousands of rupees. No, you can get it with even 10,000, 5,000, 8,000. The exponential use of social network or social media is easily available now. You can make anyone your friend. You start liking Instagram, you're part of it. You can join LinkedIn. Can come on Facebook, you don't need to pay any money, you just join it. WhatsApp, you can come onto WhatsApp, social media. And then of course, with the ease of internet access, the number of social media users in India stood at, look at the number, 326 million in 2018. High and very high number. With the increased smartphone usage and the spread of the internet, this is expected to grow further. Right now, with respect to everyone, people do prefer to buy a smartphone if they have to put internet connectivity or the Android phone and some other thing. The priority would go for this, not the other things which they would think of, because with this one phone, you are connected with the whole world. So the most popular social network in India were YouTube, Facebook, and then of course WhatsApp and Instagram, Twitter, and so on. Some of the statistics shared to you, how they started going, the users in 2023, they are looking at 448 million. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We were looking at various segments and trends in tourism industry. Thank you.